You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for another day, another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, to come into your homes. By the way, of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations still surrounding you, that you're able to listen to us on this Friday morning. We thank God for you and you. We thank God for how you watched over us. We thank God for how you kept us throughout the night. And most of all, we thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind, had the activity of our limbs. Amen. Happy day off. Some of God that had to work today, some taking care of business today. However, throughout the day, God is still going to be God, and he will always will be God, no matter what's going on. It's about time for your miracle. Tell somebody, wake somebody up, call somebody, text somebody, and let them know the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, is now on the air. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, your miracle is right there. All you got to do is believe God, trust God, and thank God, and give him praise for what he's going to do on your behalf. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Those of you that can bow your heads, those of you that can in a posture of prayer, you may not be able to bow your heads. You may be driving, or you may be at work listening, but you can bow within your hearts. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, God, that you have blessed us to come together, Lord, through the social media, through the airways of the radio, Father, that we come together, God, and touch and agree and believe, God, with one another, Father. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind. We thank you, God, we have the activity of our limbs. We thank you, God, how you're taking us throughout this morning already, Father. And we thank you, oh God, for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness throughout the day that will follow us, Father. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless your hearts on this morning. We want to thank God for all of you, amen, that has been tuning into the radio broadcast, and we're tuning into the radio broadcast. Later on, we thank God for you, and you. We do want to thank God for the bereavement hour that the people are going through right now, those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to thank God and continue to pray for those that are going through the bereavement. Continue to pray for them that God will strengthen them up. Amen. At this time, we want to thank God and continue to pray for the Watkins family. Amen. Constance Watkins and Kimberly, Watkins and Kimberly Watkins. Amen. We want to continue to pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Up there in Georgia, in the passing of their mother. Amen. Evangelist Mae Watkins. We want to, Willie Mae Watkins, we want to continue to pray for them, that God give them strength. Amen. That God would give them strength. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for all of you, amen, the church family that have sent their prayers towards Macon, Georgia. And we want to let you know God is going to see, continue to see them through. And those that are in bereavement hour that I don't know yet, you know, we want to continue to pray for these families that God will see them through. See them through. Amen. Listen, get you ready. Get ready. We are getting ready for the closing out of this year. Amen. We got one more month left. Amen. To celebrate and close out the revival for the year. This month, November. Amen. Starting November, Monday night, the 10th through the 14th, we will be in revival. Amen. Hallelujah. At the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple, I'm telling you, God is going to do something. I'm expecting, I'm waiting on God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is going to move in this revival. It's coming down to the close of the year, at the end of the year for the revival. November the 10th through the 14th. I'm telling you, God is going to do something. And we have our guest speaker coming all the way from Macon, Georgia, Kimberly Scott. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, Kimberly Moore. Amen. Will be with us. Amen. Will be with us. Hallelujah. On that Monday coming, starting Monday, that revival will start. And the guest speaker is Evangelist Kimberly Moore. Amen. All the way from Macon, Georgia. Come on, spread the news. Get the news out that the revival coming down to the close of the year. This is November. Yes, she will be the one. This will be the one that you need to get into. Get your miracle. Come out. Come cross. Come through. Get your healing. Get your breakthrough, because the woman of God will have a word in her mouth. Amen. For you, your situation, your miracle in her mouth. All you got to do is come, receive it, and grab it, and go. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, the revival is for that week. The 10th through the 14th will be Evangelist Kimberly Moore. Amen. All the way from Macon, Georgia. I've already spoke with her. Amen. I've seen her. Amen. She's anticipating, ready to come. Praise God. I want to see you. I want to see you in the place Monday night. I want to see you in the services Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Oh, my God, something is going to get ready to happen. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, you and you again. The revival will start Monday night at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. I'm looking forward to seeing you, you and you. Praise our God. Things will happen. Miracles, signs, and wonders will take place if you only believe, and take God at his word. There's things are going to happen in the midst of us this week coming up. Amen. I believe God. What about you? I believe God. What about you? Again, we're looking to see you in the revival. Amen. This Monday night coming. This Monday night coming. Amen. God is going to move by his power. I believe God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen. Again, the revival list for the week, the 10th through the 14th, will be none other than Evangelist Kimberly Moore. Amen. From Macon, Georgia. Amen. So come out and be with us. We are looking forward to seeing you. Me looking forward to seeing and meeting some of you that we have not met. We want to meet you in this revival. Thank God. Thank God. Listen, I want you to know God is good. Amen. And he's going to do exactly what he said we do on a Lady Watkins. Amen. Thank God for her wife. Thank God for our church mother. Thank God for all the prophetess and evangelist there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple in the saints of God. Thank God for you, you and you. Amen. We're looking forward to seeing you all in the move of God in this revival. Thank God. Listen, I want you to be of good courage today. I want you to hold your head up high, because guess what? Every situation, every circumstance that you're in, you're not alone. You're not alone. Why you say that? You say, Apostle, I'm not alone. I feel like I'm alone. I feel like I can't come out. I feel like I'm not winning. I feel like I'm defeated. You're not alone. You're coming out. You have come out. You're not defeated. Why? Because who's with you? Jesus, who's with you? The Master, who's with you? The Orchestrator, who's with you? The beginning and the end. Jesus is with you. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. One translation says, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on, hallelujah. Even after trouble is already gone. The songwriter wrote a song saying, trouble don't last always. Come on here. He's with you. He's with you to do what? To bring you through. To do what? To bring you out. To do what? To open up doors. To do what? To set the captive free. God is with you. Be not afraid. He told y'all, be not afraid. Come on here. Be not afraid. because who's with us? The Elohim, the El Shaddai. Who's with us? The all-breasted one. Who's with us? Jesus is with you. Amen. And you're going to make it. You can make it. You will make it. You have made it. You are an overcomer. All you got to do is take it and take God at his word. Faint not, because guess what? Faint not, because you're getting ready to reap. Come on. You're getting ready to reap, and you're getting ready to come out of what you're in according to what the word says. Come on. I want to deal with this now, because see, people are fainting. They're fainting by the wayside. They're fainting. They've got questions in their mind. The enemy's trying to get them to feel that God is not answering them. God is he's too slow. Why? People that trust in God, they'll stop trusting in God. They'll begin to lean to their own understanding. They'll begin to think other things. They'll begin to question God. Like, God don't know what he's doing. Why would he do this? Listen, the Bible says, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Hallelujah. We've got to take God at his word. We can't fall prey to what the enemy is saying, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible says we shall reap if we faint not. Come on. We're going to reap this. We're going to reap. Come on. It's no time to faint. Pull yourself up. Come on. It's no time to give in. It's no time to give out. You got to trust God with everything in you, because the enemy is so crafty and cunning. Hallelujah. He wants to deceive you. He wants to deceive you. He don't want you to believe God. He don't want you to wait on God. He wants you to make haste and do what you want to do, because he wants to deceive you. He's a deceiver. He's a deceiver. But God reveals. God guides. God leads, and he will bring you out. Hold your head up high. Be not afraid. Come on, hold your head up high. Walk through the storm. God is walking with you. Hallelujah. Go through the fire. You're going to be burned. Come on, yeah. Go through the waters. You're not going to drown. Why? Because he's with you, the everlasting God, the all-breasted one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to deal with this. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, we could repeat this. We don't have to. We learned this in Sunday school. We learned it. Come on. We could quote it by heart. The 23rd Psalms, that's what we're dealing with. The Lord is my shepherd. He's your shepherd, according to what the song says right here. He's my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. We shall not want. Come on. God is going to provide for you. God is going to take care of you. God is going to bring you out. God is going to make ways in the wilderness. If you feel you're in the wilderness, come on here. God is going to preserve you in the fire. He's going to keep you in the fire. He won't let you drown. God, because he's your shepherd. He's your shepherd, and you shall not want. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. There's no lack in God. There's no shortage in God. We've got to trust God with everything in us. Come on. We can't be moved by what we see. We can't be moved by what we hear. We got to stand on the word of God. We got to have our lungs girded about with truth, because the word of God says he's our shepherd. Come on. And a good shepherd is not going to lead the sheep any kind of way. He's not going to leave the sheep stranded. He's not going to leave the sheep wounded. Come on. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You shall not want. It's no lack in it. It's no lack in you. It's no lack in what you're going through with. God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he said it, he's going to bring you out. Come on. He's your shepherd today. You shall not want for anything. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. Come on. In green pastures. Oh, he's going to take care of you. God's taking care of you. He's making you lay down in green pastures. See, he's a good shepherd. He's a shepherd that guards the sheep. He's a shepherd that guides the sheep. He's a shepherd that looks out for the sheep. Come on here. He's not a shepherd to lead the sheep astray. He's not a shepherd to lead the sheep alone. Hallelujah. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Come on. Hallelujah. He making me to lie down. You're going to lie down in green pastures. Because when the enemy start talking, just remember, I'm your shepherd. Just remember, when the enemy try to come in, just remember, I'm leading you. I'm guiding you. I'm your shepherd. I'm watching out for you. I'm watching over your soul. This is what he's saying. A shepherd, he's my shepherd. He's your shepherd today. Hallelujah. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Come on. He making me to lay down in green pastures. Come on here. He leading me beside the still water. Oh, when the waters are raging, he leads you beside it. He leads you beside the still waters. Come on here. There's still waters in your life. There's still waters in your life. Water represents life. No matter what you're going through with, water represents life. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Come on. He's leading you in the path of righteousness. He's leading you. God is your shepherd today. All you got to do is trust in him. All you got to do is lean not to thine own understanding. Come on. Just trust him because he's leading you. Apostle, he's leading me, and I don't feel like it. I'm going down a wrong path. He's still right there. But the path ain't wrong because he's with you. And the situation is working out on your behalf because he's with you, because he's your shepherd. He leads me. He leads me. He leads me. And the songwriter said, where he leads me, I'll follow. Come on. You cannot go ahead of God. You got to take God and let God direct you. And you follow God, not God follow you. Because the enemy will try to set up camp when you try to follow yourself and you're not trying to follow God. Because the scripture says, in all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him. And he would do what? Direct your path. Come on. He would direct your path today because he's your shepherd. He'll direct your path this week because he's your shepherd. Hallelujah. This weekend, he'll direct your path throughout your life because he's your shepherd. Come on. He's my shepherd. He leads me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me. He leads me. He leads me beside still waters. He's leading you beside still waters. Because what? Because he's your shepherd. He's not going to bring you to a place and it's all in the uproar. He's not going to lead you in a desolated place. Come on. Where there's no hope. Where there's no trust. Come on. Hallelujah. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. After you go through all of that, he restores your soul. Come on. He replenishes you. Come on. He refuels you. Come on. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. That's a God. That's a shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He restores your soul today. He's restoring your soul right now. Some of you are going through so much, and we're going through so much, and you feel like your soul has been ripped from out of you. Come on. You feel like your soul has been ripped in pieces. Feel like it's been ripped to asunder. But he's restoring your soul right now because he's a shepherd. He's a shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Come on here. For his name's sake. Come on here. He leads me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. Come on. Hallelujah. Consider thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Come on. That's what he do. He'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy, and your enemy is not going to overtake you. The enemy is not going to overwhelm you because the shepherd is with you. Come on. The enemy has no authority and no right to come over to subdue you because of the shepherd. He leading me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Come on here. Yet do I walk through the valley of shadow death? We know it. Do you walk through the valley of shadow death? He's with you. He's with you when you're walking through difficult times. Difficult situations that you can't understand, that you feel that God is not with you. He's with you. Yet do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. I fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thou art with me. A shepherd is with you. He's with you today. Be not afraid. He's with you today. He's restoring your soul. Come on, hallelujah. He leads you in the path of righteousness. He's with you today. Come on here. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely your cup runneth over. Why? Because he's with you. The shepherd is with you. The Elohim is with you. The El Shaddai is with you. Hallelujah. You need not to fight in the battles that you're in. Cast all your cares upon you because the shepherd is with you. I know it's my head with God and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. He's following you. This is what David declared. Come on. Shall follow you. It's following you right now. No matter what situation you're in, the shepherd is with you. The shepherd is leading you. The shepherd is guiding you. And he's with you. Come on. He don't restore your soul. You don't get through that. You don't come out of that. He don't restore your soul today. All you got to do is walk in the path what he has done. And he said, David said, he restores my soul. He anointed my head with oil. Come on. He anointed my head with oil. He restores my soul. Yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And David declared, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You got to stay in the presence of God. You got to stay in the surroundings of God. You got to take not to assemble yourself together with believers. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because he's the shepherd today. He's leading you. He's guiding you. Come on. All you got to do is trust in him. Trust God in the midst of what you're in. Give it to God in the midst of what you're in and allow God to bring you out. Allow God to set you free. Come on. Hallelujah. For the Son set free, it's free indeed. And he says, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Hallelujah. God is who say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Trust God. Do you trust him today? Will you trust God today to take over? Will you trust God today to bring you out? Will you trust God to lead you, guide you, and work the situations out? You can't work it out. You can't figure it out. Come on, somebody. Give it over to God. Allow God to do it. Allow God to bring you through this. Because why? He is your shepherd. He is your shepherd. Who is my shepherd? Jesus. Who is my leader? Jesus. Not the circumstance, not the situation that you're in. It's not leading you. Come on. Come on. It's trying to wipe you out. But God is with you, and he's comforting you while you're in the midst of it. He's your shepherd. He's providing for you. He's leading you, and he's guiding you. So I want you to know today, all you got to do is trust God in the midst of what you're in. Trust God. He's God alone. He's God all by himself. He's God in the midst of it. Come on. What I like about God, he's not going to bring you to a place and leave you there. He's not going to bring you to a fiery furnace and not go in there with you or before you. Come on. Hallelujah. He's not going to bring you to a river, hallelujah, and let the waters overtake you and overthrow you and drown. He's going to walk right there. He's going to walk right there in the midst of it with you. Hallelujah. When the waters come upon me, I shall not drown. When the fire come upon me, I shall not be burned. You shall not be burned because who's with you? Your shepherd. He's leading you. He's guiding you. Just trust God today, this morning, in every circumstance, every situation that you're faced with. Our God reigns. Our God sustains you. And he will bring you out. And he will deliver you. And he has delivered you. And he will come through. And he has come through. You're not in this by yourself. Be not afraid. Come on. Just allow the shepherd to lead you. Just allow the shepherd to guide. Just allow the shepherd to bring. Give the shepherd the wheel. You stop trying to drive through it. You stop trying to figure it out. Give it to him. The Bible says that his word said, cast your cares upon you, upon him, for he what cares for you. God cares for you today. And all you got to do is give him glory. All you got to do is give him praise. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says that he is in no wise will he cast us out. Come on. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a good shepherd. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. So you're taking what on? You're taking on leadership of that thing, and it's trying to yoke you. It's trying to destroy you. But today, I come to tell you, the shepherd will lead you and guide you through this. Glory to God. Have no fear, because he's with you. Have no fear, because he's with you. He's with you. You say, Apostle, I don't feel like he's with me. I'm in this, and there's nothing happening. Apostle, I can't come out. I don't understand it. Come on. All you need to do is acknowledge him. And let him be your shepherd, and he's going to do the rest. All you need to do is give him permission. You say, well, I got to give him permission. See, one thing about God, he ain't going to violate your will. He's not going to violate your will, because, again, whosoever will, let him come. He's not going to violate your will. If you want God to do it, he's going to do it, because he got the power to do it. You could come through it. You say, Apostle, I don't know what to do. I don't know. It's simple. Listen, the Word of God says this. Y'all hear me say it all the time, because this is my job to get souls. This is my job to strengthen those that are in here. The Word of God says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Again, you hear me say, you don't have to write no letter. You don't have to get nobody to approve this. You don't have to wait no 3 days. Come on, to hear back from this. Right immediately, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. You don't stop there. He'll give you the power. He'll give you the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is to keep you, lead you, and guide you. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I said, let him be your shepherd today. Let him be your shepherd. You've been your shepherd too long, trying to do it your way. You've been your shepherd too long. Hallelujah. Without the shepherd. Come on. Get the shepherd, which is Jesus. Allow him to be your shepherd, lead you and guide you. Come on. And you won't have nothing to worry about. Come on. I'm not saying, listen to me. Some people say, well, when I came to Jesus, I feel that I'm not going to have nothing. I'm going to be smooth sailing. No, you're not. Actually, your trouble just began. You say, well, you're sending a mixed message. I'm saying he's your shepherd, and he's going to lead you through that. According to what the word says, a man that is born of a woman, they're few days, but they're full of trouble. God is with you in the midst of the trouble. God is with you in the midst of the circumstance. God is with you. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He's right there with you in the midst of what you're in. Come on, and you can make it through this. Come on, you can come out. You can come out of this. Why? Because Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, hallelujah, he's with you. Come on, and you can make it through this. You can make it out of this. Why? Because the shepherd, the all-breasted one, the shepherd, the healer, the leader, the guider, hallelujah, he's with you today. He's with you today. Trust God. Trust God today. Lean not to thy own understanding. Again, in all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will. He'll do it today if you trust him. If you lean on him, trust him today. Again, we're talking about the shepherd. We're talking about what the shepherd does. A shepherd, a good shepherd, lead the sheep. Besides still water, a good shepherd do what? Restores his soul. Come on, when the sheep has been wounded, the sheep has been hurt, that good shepherd will mend that sheep back to health. Come on, hallelujah. Mend that sheep back to life. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is what who he wants to do for you today. This is who he wants. This is what he wants to do for you today. If you trust God, if you lean not to thy own understanding, and he will direct your path, and he will bring you through it, and he have brought you through it, and he will bring you out. Come on, there is nothing you in that God can't bring you out of. Praise the name of Jesus. There is nothing you're in that God cannot bring you out of. somebody said, well, I feel like I'm all alone. And I've been praying to God, and it seems like he don't hear me. Don't stop praying. He's with you. He's with